And those would be much more difficult if it wasn't for Eli. And so, Eli, I appreciate all that you're doing. And then all of you that have been doing things behind the scenes, calling your neighbor, taking care of friends and family, I want to say thank you to you as well. Keep up the good work, church. We're continuing to be the church. And so I just want you to know that I'm so thankful for everything that you have been doing. And so we just wanted to let you know that. Well, as you know, it's Mother's Day. And I'm probably sure that this Mother's Day probably looks a bit different for moms than it has in the past. Usually it's a day to take mom out for dinner, and so probably not going to have that opportunity today, but at least I hope that you're maybe fixing dinner or at least being able to give mom a call and let her know how much she means to you. Do you know this morning that moms matter? Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you responded to that this morning. It's so good to get a verbal response here in the church and to look out there and see some happy faces and such. It's been a different journey, but moms matter. They are very important people in our lives. And I hope that we never, ever, ever forget that. I'm sure you've heard the statement, and people often ask, can one person make a difference? Truth is, the answer is yes. One person can make a difference. In fact, one person can make a tremendous difference. And I believe that one person that can make a difference is mom. Moms make a tremendous difference in the lives of their children and often in the lives of somebody else's children. I know when I was growing up, I had my mom and I had a great mom. Love and appreciate my mom, but I probably had 4 or 5 maybe 8 or 10 moms, and as a grown adult, at least I think I'm a grown adult, maybe, that's questionable at times. But anyway, I've had several other moms in my later years that have adopted me, and so all those moms are absolutely important. Truth is, moms come in all forms and fashions, and when I think about that, I think about all the ladies that are physically moms, but I also think of all the ladies that may not even be a mom, but has been a mom to somebody else. And so moms come in all forms and fashions. And the truth is, this morning, all of us need a mom in our lives. They're essential to who we are. And so being Mother's Day, I believe we should honor and respect our moms. Maybe not be able to do it the way that we've done it in the past, but today's the day we need to be creative. To be able to share with our mom in some form or fashion how much she means to us and how much we appreciate her. Because simply, moms are some of the greatest people on earth and some of the greatest people that I know. I had one of those moms. Tremendous. Appreciate her. Love her. The truth is, this morning, it's probably impossible to evaluate the influential power and effect a mother has on her children. Abraham Lincoln once said, "All that I am, I owe to my darling mother." The truth is, this morning, most of us are probably thinking that same thing. The people we've become today is because of the investment of our mom. Moms are one of the most important people in our lives. And so we want to recognize you today and say thank you to you. And of course, to all our moms that are gathered with us today, on your way out this morning, we do have an ink pen and bookmarker for you to let you know how much we appreciate you. And all of our moms that are out there that are connected to our church and on the website, we have an ink pen and bookmarker to you, and we'll figure out how we'll get that to you, but we have one of those for you. And so, Mom, we appreciate you. I hope that we understand in these moments that there is no substitute for motherhood. I know many other people have helped to care for and raise children, but no one, and I do mean no one, is like mom. Moms are special. And so as we're thinking about mom this morning, I'd like to draw our attention to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 3. And so let's take our Bibles this morning. And I encourage you there at home too, as you're watching online, to grab your Bible. And of course, we're going to stand as we come to the Word of the Lord this morning. I even invite you there at home to take a moment and stand for the reading of the Word this morning, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And there the Word shares with us, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." Join us for a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, it is just so good to be in this place of worship. It's so good, Lord, this morning, not only to be worshiping with those that are here, but those that are online with us this morning. And we just ask right now that you would continue to move in a powerful way, and that you allow the Holy Spirit to sweep over us and stir our heart and stir our mind as we come to your word this morning. And we think about mom and how important mom is in our lives. Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for the moms that you have put into our life. And we just ask that you would continue to move and work in a powerful way. We ask that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the word. Lord, we just desire to be used of you to share your word with your people. We ask in your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. What a powerful passage of Scripture that Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 shares with us. It tells us as children, and we are all children. I know we might have grown up and become adults today, but we are still a mom's child, and so we're still children. And it tells us that children, we are to obey our parents in the Lord, for this is right. And so, however young we are, however old we are, we should still listen to our parents. They still have something to say to us, and it's the right thing to do. But we also find that, as Paul writes to the Ephesians, he tells us too that we should honor our mother. And of course, our father, but today's Mother's Day, and so we're going to honor our mother. He says in our passage of Scripture that this is the first commandment with promise. And that promise is that the Lord will simply bless you. He says that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And so if we want to live well and we want to live healthy and we want to be blessed by the Lord, we need to honor our parents. And so we should be honoring our moms today, but not just today. We should be honoring our parents, our moms, every day because of all they've invested in us. Moms have an especially important job. Because that job is so important and has such a lasting impact, let's take a few moments today and let's look at three examples of how a mom's influence and impact not only shaped her children, but changed the world. And so we discover this morning three examples in Scriptures that I want to share with you this morning. There are more, but we're just going to share three with you this morning. And so as we do that, we want to ask that question, why moms matter? Because. Three reasons this morning I want to share with you. Why moms matter? Because. Because moms are often women of faith. Nobody prays for their children more than mom. And so moms are often women of faith. I'd like for us to consider this morning a mom in Scripture. We find this mom in Exodus chapter 2 and verses 1 through 3, and her name is Jochebed. Now, you already know who her son is, right? Sure you do. You said Moses, right? I know you did. So we're going to think about Jochebed for just a minute. Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and it shares with us, "And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi," talking about the tribe of Levi. They weren't brother and sister, just for clarification, but of the tribe of Levi. "So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank." And so our Scripture shares with us this morning about Jochebed, Moses' mom, a mom of faith. You might say, a mom of faith? Yeah. You know the story. The nation of Israel was enslaved in Egypt. Pharaoh had put out a decree that all the children that were of males that were born was to be killed. And so when Moses was born, his mom, Jochebed, hid him for 3 months. That takes faith. And when she couldn't hide him any longer, she made the basket that we've studied about so often in Sunday school. And she took him down by the river and hid him in the reeds to protect her son, a mother of faith. And when we see that, we understand that Jochebed exhibited great faith in God. In fact, she risked her life to save her son. She fully trusted Moses to the protection of God. She was a mother of faith. I wonder this morning, how many of you would run your child down to the banks of the White River? Probably not very many of us. But she trusted God. She put faith in God. She was a mother of faith. She fully trusted Moses to God's protection. And you know how the story unfolds. Pharaoh's daughter comes down to the river. And who does she find there? This beautiful child named Moses. And in a sense, she takes the child, she adopts it. And God's plan begins to unfold for Moses. And this beautiful mom of faith even has the opportunity for a time to raise her own son, in which Pharaoh intended for all male children at this time born to be killed. A mom of faith. I believe from the earliest days, Moses was infected with the faith in God by his mother. There's no question of the impact that Moses' mom must have had on him. We cannot help but to conclude that Moses became God's vessel to lead the Israelites to freedom because of his mother's influence. Think about the impact that she had not only on Moses, but on the nation of Israel and on the world today as we know it. Jochebed not only impacted Moses' life, but all the nation of Israel, and eventually the entire world, because she was a mom of faith. And her faith impacted her son, who impacted the nation of Israel, who has impacted the world. Moms matter. Why do moms matter? Well, because moms often create a spiritual atmosphere for her children. I'd like for us to take a moment and consider Mary. Now, not Mary the mother of Jesus, but Mary the mother of John Mark. And so if I ask you whose son is Mary's, you could have a whole list of individuals. But we find in Acts chapter 12, verse 12, about this mom named Mary and her son John Mark. And so Acts 12:12 shares with us. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And so what we understand is that Mary, the mother of John Mark, created a spiritual atmosphere for her son. A place for him to encounter Christ. A place for him to see what it means to worship God. A place for him to see what it means not only to worship, but to serve. We understand here in Acts that her home was a meeting place for the early followers of Jesus. Scripture says that they were gathered there praying. And so in a sense, Mary's home was a house church where earlier fathers, followers gathered together to worship and to pray. And so it was normal for people of faith to be in her home. It was an atmosphere, not only of worship, but a place of spiritual growth for John Mark. It was normal for him to encounter not only his mother's faith, but the faith of others. And so she created for him a spiritual atmosphere. Once again, Mom, Mary, infected her son with faith in Jesus. Catch this if you would. Scholars believe John Mark is the author of the gospel of, yep, you got it, Mark. There is no doubt the atmosphere his mother raised him in contributed to the godly man he became. And so once again, a mother impacting her son, who is now impacting the world. Mary not only impacted John Mark, but because of the gospel of Mark, he's impacted the world. I hope we get this morning that moms matter. Moms make a difference in the life of their children, but not only in the life of their children, but other children. In fact, they make a difference in the life of children all over the world. Moms matter. Why moms matter? Well, because moms often leave a spiritual heritage for her children. Why do moms matter? Because they often leave a spiritual heritage. I'd like for us to take a minute this morning and consider Eunice. Now, you know exactly whose mom this is, right? Right? Shake your heads. Out there online, shake your heads. You can agree. I can't see you anyway. You know, it's Timothy. Yeah, you knew that, right? I know you did. And we see that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And it shares with us, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, Paul speaking to Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Wow, what a powerful statement to Timothy from the Apostle Paul in regard not only to his mother, but to his grandmother. What we discover is that Eunice, Timothy's mom, was a woman of genuine faith which flowed from her mother, Lois. What was the question? Moms matter. Where did Eunice get her faith? Her mom. Moms matter. Eunice continued to live a spiritual heritage, continued to leave a spiritual heritage for her son, Timothy. The faith of Lois, which would have been Timothy's grandmother, infected Eunice, and she passed it on to Timothy. And so what we see happening is that Timothy had a spiritual heritage because of his mother and because of his mom's mom. And so for Timothy, this would be a mom's mom day. That makes sense, right? Timothy had a tremendous spiritual heritage because of the moms in his life. Scripture shares with us that Timothy was one of Paul's closest companions. In fact, Paul even called him my true son in faith. Scripture shares with us that Timothy impacted the life of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul impacted the lives of everyone in the world. Not only in his day, but in our day. We still read. In fact, we read today from a letter from the Apostle Paul. I want you to see this heritage. I want us to understand how important moms are and that moms matter. Eunice not only impacted Timothy, but Timothy impacted Paul and vice versa. And because of that impact on her son, she impacted the entire world. Moms matter. Can one person make a difference? Absolutely. And often that one person is mom. I hope today that we'll take a moment and consider the impact that our mom has had on our lives. And when we do that, that we will stand in great appreciation and thankfulness for what mom has done. As I think about Mother's Day, I can't help but think about my mom. She had a tremendous impact on my life. Helped me to become who I am today. I can assure you, she held my feet to the fire more often than not. And I've shared some of those stories with you. And it's still my favorite story, and I'm going to share it with you again. You've heard it, I don't know how many times, probably 12 or 13 or more, every Mother's Day at least. I'll never forget. Semester exam in high school. I brought it home. I got a 100 on that exam. Ignore that part. I showed it to my mom with great enthusiasm. She looked at me and said, "Honey, that's great. However, was there a bonus question?" "Thanks, Mom. But I want you to know, often and often and more, my mom held me to a higher standard. I'm who I am today because of my mom's impact in my life. But not just my mom, but all the other wonderful ladies that has called me son." Some of you here, some of you listening online this morning, do that very thing. And I want to say thank you to my mom and to all the other moms who have adopted me through the years. You're an amazing, amazing group of ladies. Thank you for investing in my life. Investing in my children. You're absolutely amazing. There's not enough words to say how important you are in my life and in the life of others. So today, please take a moment and consider the impact that your mom has had in your life. Let her know, if you can, how much you appreciate her. If you can't tell your mom, tell somebody else how important your mom was in your life. Some of us can't do that right at these moments. Someday, however, when we gather together again, we'll see our moms again. We'll be able to let them know then how much we appreciate them. But today, and the fact is, every day, we should be thankful for mom. And so as we come to a close this morning, make no mistake about it, mothers have the ability to shape and impact the lives of their children. And mothers in our day still profoundly affect their children. Statistics tell us that 9 out of 10 children will grow up to be just like their parents. That could be encouraging, or that could be scary. Moms, you make a tremendous difference in the lives of your children. And we want to thank you for that. And because of that, we need to honor and thank mom for her influence in our lives. Oh, let's stand for a moment, if you would. We want to take just a moment here to have a prayer for our moms this morning. The praise team is coming, and they're going to share a song with us, and then we're gonna close in prayer to this morning. And so, those of you out there online this morning, if you're still with us and you need to send that prayer request in, we ask that you do that at this time, and we're gonna be having prayer here in just a few moments. But we just want to pause right now.